Okay, ladies and gentlemen, the boys are back.
A little tired this morning. Well, he's been up since 8 a.m. being harassed by people like us. And what I mean is those Patriots fans.
If you live under a rock, maybe you don't know, but the Patriots beat the Rams in one of the most uneventful Super Bowls of all time. What was the final score? It was like 13-3.
Well, it was like, 13-3, 11-3, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think it was 13-3. And, I was just...
No, 3-0 at the halftime. It was, I don't know. I
couldn't deal with it, man. It was like, it's like a baseball game.
And having Maroon 5 as a halftime show made it a little bit worse.
Travis Scott, I was excited about, but he only did one song.
He wasn't really out there too long. I don't think I've seen him. I think I went to the washroom and
this guy
was coming down on the fireball. What is this shit? I don't know. But I'm doing this for Will Turner. The lag is going to stop twitching today. Done. No more twitchy.
It's an anti-twitch podcast, all right?
It's anti-twitch, just for you. He talked to me last night about it. He's like, you gotta quit the shaky leg, buddy. I'm like, okay.
It's too much caffeine, man. Too much fucking caffeine. You gotta relax. Shout out to Tim Hortons for being all Canadian, all brew.
That being said, McDonald's does have better coffee, and they're on for a dollar.
Okay, that's a shameless plug.
So, I don't know.
So, yeah.
Interesting fact about McDonald's. They took Tim Horton's old coffee bean.
Did they?
Yeah.
Isn't that, like, illegal?
No, because they sold it off.
Oh, shit.
They have a new... When they got the dark roast or whatever. That's why McDonald's coffee is better. Because it's Tim Horton's old coffee.
Interesting. That makes sense.
Well, there was a couple fights this weekend. We had, like, one big boxing fight.
There was, like, two fights on the UFC card that I really cared about.
The whole card was...
Not great.
There was a lot of finishes, though.
Yeah, the thing is, when those Brazilian cards, they just...
Stack with no-name Brazilian guys.
Brazilians, yeah. Like, yeah. What, if it's in America, do you have just American fans? No, it's all over the place.
Like, with gimme wins, too. Like, they make sure that the Brazilians... Because, let's be honest, over the years, Brazilian fighters haven't been, like, as dominant as they used to be.
No.
Besides Amanda Nunes.
Is there a... Amanda Nunes is the only Brazilian champ right now. Because she stole Cyborg's belt.
Yeah.
Aldo's not champ. Damian Maia has never been champ.
I mean, yeah, Fabricio Verdun's not champ. Frick. Yeah, the Brazilians used to run this shit, and now they're like... Because everyone caught up, and I guess at the time, everyone was...
Jiu-Jitsu was, I think, more of a factor early.
In Brazil.
But early in MMA, because, like, Americans were just mostly wrestling and boxing, like, sprawl and brawl type style. Yeah. And then Jiu-Jitsu just changed the game.
And the problem with Brazilians is... No, that sounds bad. The Brazilian MMA is that they don't evolve as well.
They don't evolve?
Like, they stick to their ways over the years, and they don't really up their game. Like, you're not getting... I find in, like, America and other countries, you're getting better athletes now than Brazil.
Jose seemed to be making some changes.
I don't know if that was Jose or just vintage Jose doing his thing that he hasn't been doing. Like, I haven't seen that guy throw... He was actually throwing leg kicks.
No, he... Was he?
Yeah.
I thought he was just boxing him.
No, he threw some heavy leg kicks on him.
Oh, shit.
So,
those left liver shots. Anyways, we'll get into that in a second. Let's start off at the top of the card. So, do you got the card there, Brady?
Well, I only want to talk about the last two main events. Well, we can talk about Damian Maia. So, we'll start with Damian Maia Lyman Good.
First round, rear naked choke, right?
Yeah, rear naked choke standing up.
Got the body triangle on him?
Yeah, we knew that was probably going to happen. Mm-hmm. Maia was on a 3-fight losing streak. They had to boost him up so they could put him in a main event of a fight night card.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Yeah, I mean, sorry, Maia was on rough road, though. He fought a bunch of monsters.
Yeah, he was fighting some killers, like Usman, Woodley, and Covington. And Covington, like
champ, number one contender.
Two number one, yeah, and interim champ.
Yeah, it's tough, it's tough.
But we'll talk about the co-main, which really should have been the main event.
You know why it wasn't the main event?
Because Jose didn't want it.
Didn't want five rounds.
Yeah. He doesn't even want to be... He could probably get a title shot right now, again, honestly. But...
You don't think he will get it?
No, he's like, he's not ever fighting for the title again.
Why?
He said in an interview 2 days ago, he said, I want to be I have 3 more fights left. It's 2 more. He says, I want the people to prove that against me, if they can beat me, to be the champ. Like, they want... If they want the featherweight title, they want to go. They want him to go through him.
He's the best guy in the division outside of Max Holloway.
He said... For the reason being, too, is that he has 2 fights on his contract, and if he won a championship, it's like your contract doesn't matter because you're obligated. He doesn't want that stress and obligation anymore.
So he's really going to retire at 33 years old?
I think he's going to box.
Jesus. 33, man. Like, that's young.
He's 32.
I know, but he'll be 33 when he's done those fights. That's, like, some people are just getting, like, notoriety at 33 years old. That's crazy.
You go into your prime, say, 35, 36.
Yeah.
Well, it depends on the person, really, nowadays. Like, look at Woodley. He's, what, 37?
36. And it depends on your fight style. Like, Daniel Cormier is 39 years old because all he does is wrestle people.
Yeah.
He can do that till he's...
Or John Jones. Well, Jones, is he could probably fight forever because he never gets hit.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like...
Yeah.
Talk about John Jones. I've actually watched, every time I go to the gym, I've watched actually every one of his title defenses in the last 2 weeks. So
why?
Just, you see how great he is in evolving as a kid, man. He's unreal.
So, yeah, Jose Aldo hasn't looked this good in a while. His last two wins have been phenomenal. Just devastating finishes.
Yeah, and I think he's really the most unappreciated fighter.
Yeah, for sure.
Or champion.
The only time he really got respected was when he fought Conor. Before that, no one really gave a shit about him. And after that, people were like, oh, he's just the guy that got knocked out with Conor.
But if you watch his WC fights and, like, knock out Cub with that flying knee in 20 seconds, like, he just is unreal. Like, his resume is amazing.
Based on longevity, I think he's the best 145-pounder.
And you got to look at, like, I was thinking, like, yes, Max Holloway is the champion.
Yeah.
But... even though Aldo's fighting still, and he's still adding that good to his resume, and that's got to count.
Jeremy Stephens and Moicano are not
easy fights. Slouches. Moicano was going to get a title shot, and he was offered a title shot as an alternate. So,
like, if Stephens beat Aldo, he was going to get a title shot.
Yeah.
So, yeah, he's beating up some, and these are young lions. Like, these are guys that are coming up, too. They're not, like, old. He's not doing the...
Well, Stephens.
He's about the same age as...
Aldo,
he's
been around.
He's not doing the senior citizens division where he just beats up all these old dudes that they're just like lining up for him, like legends.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying?
He's not Vitor Belfort.
No.
And
then what about the main event? What did you think about that? I called it wrong. I had Senso to win that.
Well, yeah, I thought Senso was win, but I had a gut feeling that Moraes was going to win.
He's on a tear, man.
Frick. Destroying people.
The dude's body doesn't look real.
No.
It looks weird.
It's a weird body type.
It's strange.
He's main training partners with Frankie, so I guess I gotta support him. I supported him through WSOF. I think he's a tough fight for
Dillashaw. He won by rear naked choke again.
Yeah,
right?
First round
rear naked choke. And did you hear his post-fight call-out of TJ Dillashaw?
He wants a new contract and stuff.
He's like, TJ, listen, man. I don't know if you deserve to fight me. It's like, after that last performance, I think I'll have to go fight somebody else, man. You go down there and fight the little guys.
Yeah.
But, I mean, let's be real. If they offer him a title fight, he's not going to say no.
Absolutely.
So.
I think they're going to do... I guess they're doing TJ versus...
Henry.
At 125 again.
Good. I'd rather that, because keep the division alive.
Yeah, it makes sense. But they were talking about, like, do you do an interim title? You're not going to strip Dillashaw because it's going to be a quick turnaround.
At the very least, you do an interim title. At the harshest of punishments, you strip him. Depends on how long he's going for. So let's say he beats Henry this time at 125. That means he's going to fight Henry again at 135 the next time.
So, absolutely.
So it'll have to be a quick turnaround. I don't think he can go over a year without defending the 135-pound belt without being stripped. That just seems to be the way the UFC's gone about it.
They love that interim title.
No, there'll be an interim title for sure. Absolutely. As long as if he's going down to 125 next fight, there will be an interim title, 100%.
Between, I would say, Moraes and...
Whoever Cody Garbrandt wins. It'll be him.
It'll either be the Cody Garbrandt winner, which I don't know if they will if Cody wins, because they wouldn't want to put him in that position again.
Or Senso?
No, it wouldn't be a Senso.
But they're 1-1 each. They split.
No, it'd be Aljamain Sterling's fighting...
he's like up and down, though.
But he's fighting the next Jimmy Rivera.
Jimmy Rivera, right?
So I think that fight means more. And, like, okay. I was very shocked when Jimmy Rivera got knocked out by Moraes. Like, Jimmy Rivera is a beast.
Yeah.
And the guy's just on a tear, man. I don't know who's...
Is he on Picogram watch?
He's Brazilian, no offense. There seem to be...
He looks like a freak. His body doesn't look real.
No.
It looks like a video game.
It does. It looks really chill. It's like an action figure.
Yeah.
Like, go get a Jack Pacific. Friggin'... WWE action figure.
He's a human Ken doll.
Yeah. Just with the weird looking face. But
but yeah, that's pretty much covers the UFC card.
It wasn't anything special.
It wasn't crazy. There was a good boxing match on, though.
Yeah, I actually thought Kovalov was going to lose.
I thought he was going to get knocked out again. Because
Yeah.
that was his. He lost the first fight to Eleider Alvarez. This was the rematch for the WBO light heavyweight title.
Yeah.
He got knocked out by a devastating seventh round knockout the first fight.
I never seen that one, the like full fight. Was he winning at
So,
all?
yeah, so it was the first six rounds, I think I gave Eleider like one or two of the rounds. But they were like fairly competitive, you know what I'm
Okay.
saying? And but Kovalev's getting the better of him. And then Kovalev just gassed, like just fatigued. Got hit with the right hand the seventh round, went down, and went down two more times, and the ref stopped the fight. He went down three times in the round. But it was brutal. It was a brutal knockout.
That's insane. But yeah, is there gonna be a trilogy?
Probably not, because Eleider is such a tough opponent.
They want Kovalov to be champ
They
because he has a
want Kovalev,
name right
exactly.
now.
Because Kovalev has a name recognition. It's bullshit. There should be.
Is
It's
there?
the right way to do it.
Let's go see if there's UFC on this week, and there is. There's a pay-per-view, which I'm ordering.
We're done. Why are you just skipping over this?
Oh, brain fart.
Jeez.
Sorry.
What's wrong with this guy, man? He's
Oh,
still thinking
man.
about the Super Bowl. Relax.
Frick.
But yeah. So.
Sorry, brain fart. It's too early. He's been up since 8 a.m. So.
Yeah, so Kovalev beat Eleider Alvarez by unanimous decision. I'm assuming it was a unanimous decision. I stopped watching it after the fight because it was just, I think he won almost every round but
Yeah.
one. And he got his WBO belt back. I think you see him unify with, there's either Bivol, another Russian champ out there, or I believe, who's the other light heavyweight champ? There's one other guy.
What if Usyk went to light heavyweight fight?
You think Usyk could get down to 175 from 200?
No.
It'd be a super fight. Okay, if let's say Usyk did a catchweight at like 185, that'd be great. 185, 190, but he's still a lot bigger than Kovalev. I think he knocks out Kovalev, and I think he has
Yeah.
better boxing ability than Kovalev
Yeah, bring go. I just bring Andre Ward out.
to fight Usyk at cruiserweight.
No, Kovalov in a third fight.
He's beat him twice.
I just like seeing Kovalov get beat.
I fucking can't stand Kovalev,
I
man.
used to like him.
I did too before he pulled that bullshit with Andre Ward. He started
Yeah.
saying like racist remarks and
Yeah.
questioning his heart and stuff. I don't know. You can't if you lose a fight, you lose a fight. It's not the end of the world. You rebuild, you come back. You're gonna fight him again.
Absolutely.
Don't fucking question the man's character about it. But yeah, he like he's not taking that Kovalev's on his third trainer in 2 years.
That's insane.
Third train. He just keeps getting rid of these guys because he's. He's got issues. It's like him. It's not clearly the common denominator is not your trainer. It's you.
Absolutely. So I don't think he's a nice dude.
He's facing domestic violence charges.
Absolutely.
But yeah, like I said, I think you see him unify. I don't think you'll see the rematch, which is unfortunate because the guy deserves it. He gave you the automatic rematch. It's only right. You're one apiece. You give him the rematch.
Absolutely.
So, what do you got going on this weekend, Brady?
At the right timing this time. A very, very horrible pay-per-view.
Is it that bad?
Like the card itself is
It's in
pretty,
Australia, right?
yeah. Which like there's two good fights, which like, they're not even that good. Like I don't really want to see Anderson and get destroyed.
You do realize, though, that because of name recognition, a lot of people will be betting on Anderson Silva because no one's going to know Israel Adonis.
I should put $100 down on.
On
If
is.
you're a betting man and Anderson will probably be the favorite.
No, I no. There's
You don't
no
think
way.
so?
No.
I don't know. But I would. It's easy money. I know it's against Anderson, but
I think Israel's a huge super
like even
favorite.
from prelims to bottom, the only fight I care about, literally till the co-main event, is maybe Lando for Vanata because he usually puts on a good show.
No, that's tough. That's a tough pay-per-view.
But I'm literally going to go to the bar, relax, come back, and watch co-main event.
Yeah.
Right.
We're thinking about doing a fight companion, or we can't call it a fight companion, but we call a live viewership.
We could do it for like the last three fights, so that would be like an hour and a
Yeah.
half.
Of who were the three last fights?
Ronny Yahya and Ricky Simon. Randy's okay, but he's not
Okay.
like.
Next.
Oh shit.
You didn't make the cut, boys.
Oh boy. Oh,
After this.
we got Smiling Sam Alvey.
Okay, Sam Alvey. All
I
right.
actually don't mind him. He's kind of
Is
funny.
that right?
But we're just gonna start off with Israel Adesanya. Or
Israel
formerly like,
Adesanya,
oh my gosh.
the last style bender. People are saying he's the next Anderson Silva, which I think is a big statement, but we'll see. He's undefeated, so. Gotta give him the respect.
Absolutely. And he's fighting Anderson Silva for probably the title eliminator.
Yep. If Anderson wins, he gets the title shot. I'm assuming it's really the same thing. He's beat a lot of top dudes.
Anderson's coming off a win, questionable win.
Who did he beat? Brunson?
Derek Brunson.
Yeah, so they both come off and wins off Brunson.
It's hilarious.
That's the common... Like, Derek Brunson is...
Derek Brunson is like probably the biggest gatekeeper I've ever seen. Like, if you
He's a Clay Guida. They're the same guy. They're literally the same fucking guy.
If you beat Derek Brunson, you get a big fight and then a title shot.
That's true. Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
But he has some good wins, though. Like, he's knocked on Machida way past his prime.
Brunson, other than, I think that's like his only notable win.
Yeah.
He was a decent wrestler, but he didn't seem to use that against.
He beat Chris Lieben, that means something.
Oh, the Crippler.
Shout out to the Crippler.
I wonder what color his hair is this week.
Oh, boy.
So.
But we're doing a prediction. I got Israel by knockout round one.
I'm going to give the legend one round. So I'm going to say second round finish. Second round stoppage for Israel.
That being said, I also thought, too, when Derek Brunson fought Anderson Silva, I think he did win that fight, actually. But he didn't want
to... You think Brunson won the fight?
Absolutely. Oh. Brunson did not. Wow. Most people did.
Okay.
But if you look, Brunson didn't even want to hit him because it's like, I'm fighting Anderson Silva.
Yeah,
so it's like, when you're standing across from Anderson Silva, he might be an old bastard.
There's
now,
an aura with him.
But it's like, oh, fuck, this is Anderson Silva.
For sure.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's just like he grew up watching this guy.
And it's like he has that. Like GSP, all these fighters are great, but I find that's the only fighter that people actually go, like, shit, I'm fighting this dude.
Because he's universally recognized as the greatest of all time. If not him, John Jones. But, like, John Jones is still in the middle of his prime, so it's hard to make that decision. But from what Anderson did in Pride to UFC is phenomenal.
Yeah.
And I don't know. It's
16 wins in a row. 10 title defenses.
Like, if you look at who he actually defended his title against, though, it's not as impressive as it.
As John Jones at all. And John Jones has, more title wins now than Silva.
Yeah, like, so, even, I would say GSP's resume is a little more stacked than,
GSP's so underrated when it comes
underrated. It's because he doesn't finish people, and he fucking fights these safe-ass fights.
But he's beaten three generations of fighters.
Yes, correct.
Like, that's insane.
Yeah, he's just gotta, I think he needs to come back again, if he wants to be brought back in that conversation, but. Anyways.
Then we got the most underrated champion I'm excited for, and I would probably buy this card just for this fight. If you know me, I'm a huge Whitaker fan, and I'm not really a big Gaslam fan. I know Marshall's a huge Gaslam fan.
Excuse me? Excuse me?
That's sort of like top guy, isn't it?
I don't like either of them. What are you talking about?
You don't like Whitaker?
No, he got fucking hand-gifted his last win. Romero won that fight.
No.
No, man, I'm not a fan of
him. He came in overweight. Like,
you're right.
Over conversation. Anyway, if he won that fight, he would forever be the 186-pound champion. Congratulations. I was just watching when John Jones said that to Cormier. Congratulations, you are the 206 champion of the world. Whitaker is going to stop him second round, though. This could be a very boring technical fight.
The thing is, Whitaker is coming off of some big injuries. What do you have, like a broken hand or something? Or a broken leg?
He's fought since he had a hurt elbow, but he had the surgeries after the first fight.
I'm pretty sure he's hurt in the second.
He's always hurt.
But, yeah, if an 80% Whitaker shows up, he stops Gaslam. I'll say third round stoppage.
I'll give it to Gaslam. He's never been knocked out, though, so he does have a chin.
Yeah, but he also has fought a lot of fights at welterweight, too, so this is middleweight.
So was Whitaker.
That's a good point.
They're both pretty much buffed up welterweights.
That's true. That's true.
They're small guys. Like,
did he just go small? He looked beside Romero, Whitaker. Holy shit! It's like a different size.
That being said, the one thing you gotta give up Whitaker is that motherfucker has probably one of the best hearts in the fight.
And a ridiculous chin.
Ridiculous chin.
Ridiculous chin.
It's the stanky leg all day.
It's dumb. If he's on his feet, he's dangerous. You gotta put him like unconscious. So, yeah, there's our predictions for the main event, and the co-main event is really all that there is to be seen there.
And for boxing this week, we got...
Gervonta Tank Davis.
The bum.
Floyd Mayweather's protege.
I literally would If I was a rich man, I would pay to see this guy get knocked out.
Like, why do you hate on him so much?
He talks too much shit.
He doesn't even speak proper English. He's like, he's got a speech impediment.
It's his online shit, though.
Like, he tweets a lot. It's true.
But he's like a Colby Covington, man. Not that bad, but... he's just... Like, his look... He's a cheat fighter. Like,
look up who he's fighting real quick.
Who was that fight where he hit the guy after the bell? It was,
that was on the McGregor Mayweather undercard, yeah.
That was bullshit.
Yeah, it was a good shot, too.
The only thing I hate about boxing, I will explain this, is like, this guy's 20-0. They give him a whole bunch of cans. It's like, watch him fight, but you know he's going to win.
He's a two-division world champion.
But he's beating bums.
Who is he fighting?
He's fighting Hugo Ruiz.
Hugo Ruiz. Unfortunately, he was supposed to fight Alvin Ramirez. For a, what is it, super featherweight? Or
WBA super featherweight.
Yeah, WBA super featherweight world title. I think that's 130 pounds. Unfortunately, Abnermaris broke his hand in...
What would Reese say? If you're 130 pounds, you're not even a man.
Okay. So I guess...
No, that's true.
I agree. I mean, I agree he would say that, but I don't agree with the statement.
Yeah, yeah. Six
wires. Pygmy weight, he called it. Pygmy weight. But it's true, though, man. That's a tiny little human being. That's a small person.
I'm only 5'8 and 190 pounds.
Yeah, it's fucking. One of your legs weighs more than these motherfuckers.
That's pretty scary.
But.
The third leg.
Oh, shit. It would have been a good fight. I was excited to see Abner Maris versus Gervonta, because Abner Maris is always in wars, and Gervonta's got the tools. He's very much Adrian Broner-like. He has tools that he's shown signs of greatness. He just, his mental game is lagging behind.
Absolutely.
He's got to just get his shit together before it's too late. It's too late for Adrian now. Adrian's turning 30 this year. He's got 4 losses. Every time he steps up to the elite competition, it hasn't been good for him.
Absolutely.
It's almost like, it's. I don't even feel bad for him anymore. The first couple losses, I was like, shit, man, he's a young man. Like, let's give him another chance. Give him another chance. How many chances can you give a guy? I don't want to see that happen to Gervonta. I'm not a huge fan of Gervonta because of this, but I don't want to see this happen to him either.
Absolutely. All right.
Who you got? I got Gervonta by I'm going to say before the sixth round.
I say under six.
Under six, yeah.
Probably by hitting him after the bell, too. Like, if any boxer is going to have a disqualification in the future, it's going to be him.
Yeah, maybe.
I don't know. But I think that's all.
Yeah. Last week's poll, you guys came out in full force. That was good. You guys thought that Conor McGregor should have been suspended, which I was surprised with.
I don't agree with it.
I think if you are looking at just the event, the UFC, it was 229, right? Yeah. UFC 229's event, like what happened after the fight, Conor is not to blame for any of that. What he did before the fight, no one's saying is okay.
It's self-defense at that point.
But you can't... what he said before the fight was before the fight. You can't take that and be like, okay, after the fight, let's start a second fight. That's not how this works, because that's assault. That's outside of the sport. You know what I'm saying?
He could go to jail in reality.
100%. If he had done more damage to Dylan Danis in the stands, he probably would have got charged. But Conor didn't press any charges. Dylan didn't press any charges. I was just surprised that Conor was accepting of the suspension himself, because... If someone's coming at me, like, aggressively like that, why would you wait for them to swing at you? He's jumping over the cage to come at you.
I think Conor's more like, I'm not fighting for 6 months anyway.
That's a good point. But they took his money. I mean, it's only 50 grand, but it's still 50 grand. It's his 50 grand.
That's fucked. But what's 50 grand, Conor?
Not much.
Who's on the football field with this kid?
Did he end up doing a proper 12 commercial?
I didn't realize. I don't think there was some kind of announcement.
But. Yeah.
I wonder how much that ticket was, or how much he'd pay to get on that field.
Well, Simon was telling us yesterday, my dad's friend had 2 tickets to the game, $5,000 for the pair, and I'm sure they weren't great seats. $5,000 for a pair of tickets. Is it worth it?
I wonder if, like, people like Mark Wahlberg are going to get in for free, though, because there's just such big, like, Patriot labels. We're blurring out for a second. There we go. Like, we know how big Mark Wahlberg is for the Patriots. Like, does that guy get free tickets? Because he's kind of like a sponsorship for him.
I mean, I would say no. Personally, I would say no because out of principle, it's still wrong. But I don't know. When you're working with people at that level, who knows what the way.
But
things go.
I read this morning, you got the lowest ratings in the last 10 years.
Super Bowl?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Lowest ratings.
Is it from the beginning rating, or people just dropped off because the game sucked?
They dropped off.
Holy shit.
So, it was...
I think it was one of the worst halftime shows I've seen in a while, too.
Yeah.
No one gave a shit about the halftime show, don't they?
Like, what was that guy doing with the fur on him? Like, come on, man. That was, like, 2002. Like, Soldier Boy stuff is done now.
Oh, yeah, but that's pretty much everything. I think that covers the weekend.
We'll cover some more things. I'm starting Twitter this week. We're going to try really promoting a lot more.
We're available on Spotify, Google Podcast, couple other ones. If you look us up on Anchor, if you do have Anchor, you'll see where we're available. We're gonna keep releasing on social media we keep getting new podcast platforms keep accepting our podcast. So we'll keep letting you guys know where we're at. Yeah, like Brady says, gonna be more active on Twitter.
And everybody rock their Patriots jerseys and really throw it in people's faces. Like,
how many more years does Tom Brady have? He says till he's 45.
I think he should retire this year. Honestly, why wouldn't you?
On top of the sixth ring. I think he wants enough rings for both hands just to be fucking iced out. Just two full hands.
Is he the greatest?
Well, we asked that as the poll question this week.
There you go. Comment, and we'll ask the poll. Is Tom Brady not the greatest quarterback, but the greatest player of all time?
Oh, shit. The greatest player.
Yeah, I think so.
I would have to agree with that.
Like, how can you argue it?
All right, guys. We'll see you next week.